Personally, Grog, help me. I'm in no violent hurry. If time enough lost the ducks walking easy found them. I'll know the blue funks with any tristy blinking upon this earthlight. Of all them that pass by the way of the deer drive, Conconey's run or Wilfred's walk, but I turn back as leaf as not if I could only spoon find the nippy girl of my heart's appointment, Mona Vera Tutu, Ipastilla, my lady of lines, to guide me by gastronomy under her safe conduct. That's more in my line. I'd ask no kinder of fates than to stay where I am, with my tinny of brownies tea under the invocation of St. James's Hanaway, servant of Gamp, lapidated, and Jacobus of Pershwin, intercessors for my terrific, where Peter Roche, that friend of my bosom, leaning on my cubits at this passing moment, by lochaloption in the bird's lodging, me pheasants among, where I'll dreamt that I'll dwelt mid warblers' walls, when trostles and coughs to my side high hide, with me hair standing up well on me long lugs dittos, where a mordering rod the fox had broken at the card side till well on the bosom of the exhaling night, pinching stop and go jewels, one of the hedges and catching dim tops brilliance on the tip of my wagger, but for that Owl de Cock fast ceased to it, has just gone to hoo the hour, and that yen breezes zipping round drive drumsily do be devils to play flirt. I could sit on safe side till the bark of St. Gross's for hope's hours, till Heriol's harassing, laughing lazy at the sheep's lightning, and turn a widemost ear dreamily to drumlings of snipers, hearing the wireless harps of sweet old Ariel, and the males across the night drives pipette, pipette, and whipper willy in the woody, Moor Park, Moor Park, as peace-fed as a philopotamus, and cracking jugs of the granules, leaving tea-leaves for the trout and bellocks for the wherry, till I'd followed through my upfielded nephew scope, the rugby moon, cumulously god-rolling himself west to sleep amongst the cloud scrums, for to watch how carefully my nocturnal goose-mother would lay her new golden shag for me down under in the shy orient. What wouldn't I poach? The rent in my riverside, my other shoes, my beavery honest eye, and melt my belt for a day's feast of gramming with the finny ones, those happy greppies in their minnow-waha, flashing through the swan sway, leaps ahead of the swift MacHales, the big Gillaroo red fellas and the purse-winded carpers, rearing anti-roots perches the stench of me, or when I'd like own company best with the help of an orange and bear, to be reclined by the lash run my longensome, my GBD in my face, Sol Finelli in my shelly holders, and love Latakia, the benevolent for my nostrils, with the jealous omnis wilting away to the heart's delight, and the king of September letting down his humely odours for my consternation, dapping my griffin burning water in the spear light of catching trophies of the King's Royal College of Sturgeon by the armful for to bake pike and pie, while o'twined me a bower in Lowlett's tower, all Adelaide knotting girls juck-jucking benight me, I'd gamut my twighty-nized Dorian blackbird's catonic sulphia off my singing upper capicola to pipe musical airs and numerous fairy asiodes. I gave a king to me, she does, alone up here, yes, see, I double give till the spinny all enclosed a song with them. Isn't that lovely, though? I give to me alone, I trouble give. I may have no mind to lamnish the fort bits like the pianish, but you can't catch me off the key. I'm a vocalic little too true, no Mario and Bimalian Jesus, for I sport a Whatchy McCormack in the latter part of my thurrows, and the lark that I let fly, oh la la, is a cockful of fanatics, and it is tuned to my fork. Naturally, you might lower register me as disrecording, but I'm at lone in the lilla billing of Killarney's. That's flat. Yet where the world chew, what good for the gorse is a goad for the garden? Little's lurk, Hemi Lockton, Logan's, low to La Burnham's, dashed the gaudy debt cup, Byron, oh Byron, thy name is Belladama. But enough of Greenwood's gossip, bird's nest is bird's nest, time to tain, to wait but nine to wage, and now play sharp to me, double first, I'll head foremost to all my exam hoops, and what sensitive coin, I'd be possessed of a Latouche's, begor I'd sink at some total, every dolly farding investments of subdominal putching at prime cost, and I bait your chancy old coat against the whole ounce you have of your backboard, if Madam Mudstreep's mesdemines my cold strafe ill glens, and then either go get it and make it pay like cash registers, as sure as there's a pot in a pole, and what with one man's a dozen man's poissons, sowing my wild plumes to reap ripe plenty horns mead, lashings of herbal and hydromel and braggart, I come out with my magic fluke in close time, fair free and frolicky, zooming top hole in the mart as a factor, and I tell you the Beckhams wouldn't hold me by the unsleeping Solomon, and a dromus you got of little Percy, nothing would stop me, for none me makes multi-money like the Brogues and the Kishes, not the Ulster Rifles and the Cork Militia, and the Dublin Fusing the Connacht Rangers ensembled, I'd ask the Channon and light the Liffey and drink any black water that ran them away. Yip, how's that for scats, man shats, for a love bird? To funk is only preternatural, it's daring fears divine. Be bold, like variants belaying all behind me, and before you knew where you weren't, I stake my eight nickels, divvy cash and cash can again. I'll be staggering humanity and loyally rolling you over, my so white spons and my tons of of red clover. Mighty knight to the metronome, fee high and fee higher, and fee highest of all, holy patron pal, I'd spoil you altogether, my sumptuous Sheila, mamal de Dubrut, fill up frizzin' and pop a few chartusians, or shake a pail of sparkling eyes. Hear it swirl, happy girl, not a spot of my hide, but you'd love to seek and scan again. There'd be no standing me, I tell you, and as a game boy is my pagan name, KC is what it is, I'd never say let fly till we shot that bliss up and swamped each other man and wife into our sever nevers, where I'd plant you, my gizzy gay, on the electric ottoman in the lap of lechery, simply stitchless with admiration, among the most luxuriously furnished compartments with sybarite chambers, just as I'd run my shoestring into near a million or so of them as a first-class dealer and everything, only for one thing, that however so famished I would become, I'd be awful anxious, you understand, about shoe piss or pluvius, and an acceleration of the terrible luff-sucks wobbling around with their hydraulics in the cold atmosphere till the Barton that would perish the Dane and his chapter of accidents to be attremental to the better half of my alto lyrical health, not considering my cap strap, and that's the truth now out of the crackling bag for truly shoe, for another thing I could never tell the least falsehood that would truthfully give satisfaction. I'm not talking applesauce, I do. Oh, up in the hat, I earn shoe. Sisyphus, dearest, as I was reading to myself not very long ago in Tennis Flannel's MacArthur, his correspondence hesitated upon my tripos, and just thinking like Toetaft how long I'd like myself to be continued at Hotel Lizard, peeking into the focus and pecking at thumbnail reveries, pricking up ears to my phono on the ground, and picking up airs from t'other over t'other, 'tis transported with grief I am this night sublime, as you may see by my size and my brow that's all for it to go forward, frank and hoppy, to the tune the old plough tied off from our nostry house upon this Benedictine errand, but is historically the most glorious mission, secret or profound, through all the annals of ours, as you so often term her, effer fresher painted Liffey, beatific repose upon the silence of the dead, from fair up the next verse down to Ramishekel's the last bust thing, the Vico road goes round and round to meet where terms begin. Still, unappealed to us by the cycles and unappalled by the recourses, we feel all serene, never you refret as regards our dutiful cask, full of my breath from pride I am, breeze be the healthy same, for 'tis a grand thing, superb to be going to meet a king, not in every night king nanny by grand, but the over-king of hither and thither Erin himself, pardee, I'm saying, before there was Patch at all in Ireland, there lived a lord at Lucan. We only wish everyone was sure of anything in this watery world, as we are of everything this newly wet fellow that's bound to follow. I'll lay you a guinea for a hayseed now. Tell mother that, and tell her, old one, 'twill amuse her. Well, to the fingers of anamnesis, with the whole of bluish business, for I declared at Jerusalem, I'm beginning to get sunsick. I'm not half nor a wane for nothing. The fine ice so temperate of our alas, those times are not so far off as you might wish to be congealed. So now, I'll ask if you let ye create no scenes in my poor prima for's wake. I don't want you to be billow fighting your biddy moriatory jewels gobble-gabble over me till you spit stout. You understand, after South Mackerel, sniffling clamp-licked a herring and impotent Barney, braggart of Blarney, nor your ugly lemon holly gobs over the hobs in the sewing circle, stopping oddments and maids custom at sweeping reductions, wearing out your o's by sitting round your ass, making a reekin' or easy around when I last put it with the patron, and to curse look with your rags up, exciting your mucuses, turning breakfasts into lost supers, and salentane your flabbies and your groaning chairs over Bulliver's troubles on a blue Monday, streaming your damp ossicles, praying holy prohibition and John dyspeptis when old clogos through the wood with Shep to gather, touting the chestnut birds for good boy summers and mistral blownose, hugs his kindlings when voicey versey is my gala bene fit, robbing reeves out of my tell-told book. May my tongue fester if ever I see such a miry lot of maggleness. Once upon a drunk, and a fairly good drunk it was, and the rest of your blatherum skied. Just a plain shade by the fire of absent or should the po, and I'll take ye all eastern humming sphere of myself the moment that you name the way. Look in the slag scuttle, and you'll see me sail spread over the singing, and what do you want trippings for when your Paris inspire your hat? Sussum cordials all round, let ye Aloysius and Amines, while I stray, and let ye not be getting grief out of it, though blighted troth be all bereft. And my poor head's ache, even though we forfeit our life, lo, improving ages wait ye in the orchard of the bones. Sometime very presently now, when yon clouds are dissipated, after 40 years' showers, the odds are we shall be all hooked and happy, communionistically among the field knights, early came, elite of the elect in the land of lost of time. Johannesburg's a revelation, deck the diamonds that never die. So cut out the lonesome stuff, drink it up, ladies, please, as smart as you can lower it, out with Lent, clap hands, postillion. Fasting tide is by, your soul and my upper must hear fair upon part company, so for e'er fare thee welt, parting's fun, take thou, the ringle's thine, love, this time doth thrust thee from mine arms. Goodbye, sweetheart, goodbye, ha ha ha. Sure treasures a letter man does be often through reading you between the lines, that you have no sense at all. I sign myself with much leg, inflexibly yours, and posh the shorn, to be continued, Huck. Something of a side-splitting nature must have occurred to Westminster Jonathan, for a grand, big, blossy, hearty, stentorious laugh. Even Drudge, that lay doggo, thought feathers fell, hopped out of his woolly throat like a ball lifted over the head of a deep field, at the bare thought of how jolly they'd like to be trolling his whoop. And all of them, true to types and missmen masseners, were just starting to splather-splather with the jolly Magorios, hicky-hecky-hock, huges, 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 hugey, 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 O John, so jokable and so geepy, O thou pure, our virgin, thou holy, our health, thou strong, our victory, O salutary, sustain our firm solitude, thou who thou well strokest, hear, hairy ones, we have soothed thee but late, beauty parlous, when suddenly, how like a woman, swifter as mercury, he wheels right round sternly on the rizzy suddenly, with his gimlets blazing rather sternish, how black like thunder, to see what's loose, so they stood still and wondered, till first he sighed, and how ill suffered, and they nearly cried, the salt of the earth, after which he pondered, and finally he replied, there is something more, a word departing, and shall the heart's tone be silent? Engagements, I'll beseal you. Fare thee well, fare thee well. All I can tell you is this, my sorrelies. It's prayers and layers all the thumping time, begor. The young glorious gang, voices the old doxologers, in the suburbs of the heavenly gardens, once we shall have passed after surcease's, all serene through neck and neck like Derby in June to our snug eternal retribution's reward, the scorch has. Shunt us, shunt us, shunt us. If you want to be Felix, come and be parked. Sacred ease there. The Shannon and Pobbles queues remainder. To it, seek it head up, no petty family squabbles. Up there in our homemade hurricanes, in our cohort yard, no cup of hurling, no apocalypse, nor no punch and jodling, nor no nothing, with the burns which is far better indeed, forever your idle be. You will hardly reconnoitre the old wife in the new bustle, and the farmer shinner in his latter-day paint. It's the full-dress Two Saints Wakes walks, expedition after a bail motion from the Chamber of Horrors. Saffron buns or sovereign bonhams, whichever you're avid to like it and lump it, but give it a name. Irony all over Ireland, and there's food for reflection when the whole flock's at home. Hogmany do you gut? Hogmany do me all gut, and hogmany do me all pathly gut. You take your hanny's tip for it. Postmortem is the goods, with jollification and tight second to borrow and to borrow and to borrow. That's our crass, hairy and evergrim life, till one finnel, how do you do, bounce and astor, raps on the bell with a bone, and his stinker stanks behind him with the sceptre in his hourglass. We may come touch and go from atoms, and ifs but we're presurely destined to be odds without ends, here we moult in my cane and flop on the seamy side, living sure of hardly a doorstep for a stopgap, with who goes there in a live sandbag round the corner. But up me ant, prospector, you'll sprout all your able and woof your wings dead certain, however, anointing whatever to eye, forever, while Hymen, Hymen in the chair, ash your pleasantries aside, in the tail of the cow with a humpty dumb earth, looks, our miserime here today, as compared beside the here we are again gaieties of the afterpiece, when the royal revolver of these real globos lets regally fire of his mio culpo, for the Christmas pandemon to give over, and the harlequinade to begin properly, king, marks time, finis joke, putting all space in a knot's hole. Well, the slice and vegs joints well in its way, and so is a very rib-roast and jackknife a sporting dish, but home-cooking every time. Mountains good mustard and with helpings of ladies' life and gentlemen's relish, I've eaten a griddle, but I feel twice as steward of what I felt before when I'm after eating a few natives. The crisp of the crackling is in the chawing. Give us another cup of your scald, Santos Mozos. There was a damn good cup of scald. You could trot a mouse on it. I ignored your pick of hissing hot luncheon fine. I did then awfully sublime, tenderest bully ever I ate with the boiler Protestants. Alinoila, Alinoilia. Only for your peas again was a taste too palsy to carry flavour with my good own, and thereby return with my best savoury condiments and a penny in the plate for the Jamies. Oh, Cosmos, Ireland, aye, for Calicanocabus, and gimme Cincinnatus with Italian, but chewol poco, kikalik, cheese, haggis good haggis, strong haggis, never say die, for quid we have recipimus recipe, o lout, and save that, Oliviero, for thy sunny days, soup meagre, couldn't look at it, but if you'll buy me your coat of the very furry best, I'll try and pull it on me, it's in the fairly good order, no doubt will serve to turn. Remove this board cloth, next stage, tell the tabler, for a variety of Huguenot ligums, I'll try me set on edges, grapling on eggery duke, steaks, grilled on birchen rods and with a few bloomin' coals in Albies. I want to get outside monasticism, mass and meat mar no man's journey, eat a missal lest, nuts for the nerves, a flitch for the flu, and for to rejoice the chambers of the heart and the spirits of the spice isles, curry and cinnamon, chutney and cloves, all the vitamins are beginning to sulzle and tune, and the harmonies to clingle, clangle, fudge and cates and epsom, nabocks and erics and omnis on kinkled, and till I'm first fed like Funkstiff, and very presently from now post haste it's off your me your rudd on my usual rounds again to draw terminus lower and kill it down, and letter not letter speak letter mark to literary anima and the roomiest house even in Ireland. If you can understand that, and my next item platform it's how I'll try and collect my extra professional postage owing to my Taddeus Kellyesque Esquire for non-desirable printed matter. The Dukes and the Kelly Cooks have been milking turnkeys and sucking the blood out of the Marshal since the Act of First Offenders. But I know what I'll do. Great pains off them I'll take, and that'll be your red letter day calendar, Window McCree. I'll knock it out of him, I'll stump it out of him, I'll rat-a-tatter it out of him before I'll quit the doorstep of old Con Connolly's residence. By the horn of 20 above the two St. Colopies, blackmail him I will in arrears on my name's not penitent Ferdinand, and it's daily and hourly I'll nurse him till he pays me fine fee, Amil. Well, here's looking at you. If I never leave you biddies till my starve is a bar, I'd be tempted rigidly to become a passionate father. Me hunger's waited, Hong Kong, me anger's sewage, Hong Kong. You can stop as you are, little lay mothers, and wait and wish in vain till the game reaper draws nigh with the sickle of the sickles as a blessing in disguise. Devil a curly hair I care if any light foot. Claude Duvail was to hold me up, disturbing me and marauding me of my rights to my own as yam, tian, tethra, methra, pimp. I'd have let him the best pair of gallopers' heels in my cream sour. He'll have better manners. I'm dished if he won't. Console yourself, Rahur Dilish. There's a refund of excise coming to you out of me, so mind. You do me duty on me. Bruise your bulge below the belt till I blue black beside you, and you'll miss me more as the narrowing weeks wing by. Someday, Julie, Wednesday, truly, Tuesday, newly, till Wednesday. Look for me always at my west, and I will think to dine. A tear or two in time, it's all there's toot. And then in a click of the clock to toot, and duffed off we pop with cinerets and silkets lining long routes for his diligence, majesty, our long distance lair that likes creation to whoosh. Mish. Mish, yes, pet. We were too happy. I knew something would happen. I understand, but listen. Draw nearest, titsy intercepted, flashing but flashing from a dove and dart eyes as he tactfully grapped her male correspondence to fluster sweet nun songs in his quick-turned ear. I know, Benjamin, brother, but listen. I want girls palmassing to whisper my wish. She liked them like and me and you, but thou did never would halten so lit when list is tacit tempest tongue. Of course, engine dear, I'm ashamed for my life. I must clear my throttle over this lost moment's gift of memento newspaper, which I'm sorry my precious is all at home. I with grief can call my own, but all the same, listen, Jernick, accept this wit we's might. Though a jenny 20 wit been piece torn in one place from my hand in second place of a linen hall Valentino, with my fondness and much left to tutor. It was heavily benedicted for young Farmel, my pretest parish priest, and you know who between us by your friend the Pope, 40 ways and 40 nights, that's the beauty of it, looks, seen it rashly, too perfectly priceless for words. And listen, now do enhance me, oblige my fancy, and bear it with your mourn till life's an end. And of course, whenever you make usage of it, listen, please kindly think Galway's again, or again, never forget of one absent Dean or Sester Maggie, a hymn. That's the stupidest little cough. Only be sure you don't catch a cold and pass it on to us. And since leveret bounds and larks are soaring, don't be all the night. And this joke, a sprig of blue speedwell, just a spell of flora laura, so you'll mind your rare unique. Of course, Joe, I know you know who sends it. Presents that, please. Mercy on the face of the waters like that film about. Awfully charming, of course, but it doesn't do her justice apart from her cattiness in the maggin bottle. Of course, please to ride, won't you, and leave your little bag of doubts inquisitive behind you into your utterly diet, and thank you, forward it back by return pigeons new to the loving, in case I couldn't think who it was, or any fun for all happens. I'll be so curious to see in the Holmesworth breakfast tablets, as I know otherwise by Pity Blue, if it's good for my system, what exquisite buttons gorgeous, in case I don't hope to soon hear from you, and thanks ever so many for the 10 and the 1 with nothing at all on. I'll tie a knot in my string of my jib to letter you with my silky paper, as I'm given out to understand it'll be worth my price and money one day, so don't trouble to answer unless semi special, as I'm getting his pay and wants for nothing, so I can live simply and solely for my wonderful kinkles and its loops of loveliness. When I throw away my wallet, there's rings for all. Flee a girl, says it's her colour, so does B&L, and as for me, and listen to it, chevalier, so Vincent, you're always bow your bow. Absolutely perfect. I'll pack my comb and mirror to Praxis, oval O's and Arthur's O's, and will follow you publicly as far as I come back under all my eyes, like the sapphire chaplets of Ring of Rosie. I'll say for you to the All Michael and Solve Kipu, while the dove doves pick my mouth buds, mish mish. With Nurse Madge, my Lincoln class girl, she's a fright, poor old Dutch, in her sleep talking when I paint the measles on her, and mudstuckers to make her a man. Wee wee, is he done that? I confess. But you'll love her for her hessians and sickly black stockies, tearing his jumble, salvaged from the wash. Isn't it the cat's tonsils, simply killing how she tidies her hair? I call her Susie because she's society for me, and she says saucy while I say sassy, and she says she will, she have some more scorns while I say, won't you take a few more skulls? And she talks about little dear while I simply never talk about little darling. But she's nice for enticing my friends, and she loves your style, considering she breaks skinny shoes for me when I've arched trouble, and she'd kiss me white arms me so gratefully. But apart from that, she's terribly nice, really, my sister round the elbow of Ernest Street, Laura, and I'll be strictly forbidden always and true in my own way in private, when I will long to be true you along with one, who'll be so betrue you, that not once will I betray him, not once will he to betray himself. Can't you understand? Oh, bother, I must tell the truth. My latest lad's lovely little litter, I'm sore I'd done something with it. I like him lots because he never cusses. Pity Bonham, Pipette, I shouldn't say he's pretty, but I'm cocksure he's shy. Why, I love taking him out when I'm unlatched his cord and gate. Oh, Jack and Atom, I will album me orders, and he dotes so. He fell for my lips, for my lips, for my lewd speaker. I felt for strength his manhood. His, do you mind? There can be no candle to hold to it, can there? And of course, dear Professor, I understand. You can trust me that though I change thy name, though not the letter, never while I ne'er become engaged with my first horsepower, Master Chief of Heart, I'll give your lovely face of man away, my boyish Bob, not for a ton of donkeys to my second mate, with the twillers, the engineer of the Passio Flower. Oh, the wicked untruth, what a tell that he has brought me in his Wellingtons, what you haven't got in one of those pure, clean lupstucks of yours, thankfully, and if of the Passio Keys, no matter what. You may be certain of that. Fluff, now I know how to tackle. Lock my mirrors next myself. Don't keep me now for a good boy, for the love of me fragrant saint, you villain, peppering with fear, my goodness gracious, or I'll first murder you. But Hipsper, meet me after my next appointment near, you know, ships just there beside the ship of the future. Poor fool, circuits of love, Mountjoy Square, to show my disrespects. Now, let me just your caroline for you. I must really so late. Sweet pig, he'll be furious. How he stalks to himself, leather and lover, imitating Apperbally, my prince of the courts who'll beat me to love, and I'll be there when who knows where, with the objects of which I'll nowhere forget. We say trust us, our game for fun. The doggle shall run dry the sooner I you deny. Whoever heard of such a thing, till the utmost of all Elmos shall steal our hearts as stone. And Mrs. O'Hara makes it up and be friends with Mrs. O'Murram. I shall write down all your names in my gold pen and ink, every day precious while mere leaves are falling deeply in my young frard's message book. I will dream telepath post dulcets on this Isinglass stream, but don't tell him or I'll be the mort of him, under the Libums and the Sycamores, the Crips and the Babylonias, where the Frontoc rushes to the Ask and the Yew leaves to kiss themselves, and will carry on my heart's waves, my still waters, reflections and words over Margaret von Hungaria, her quady ways and her flaven hair to thee, Jack Ahoy, beyond the Bosphorus. Splash of a splash springs your salmon, twick twit twinkle twings my twilight, as Saturday afternoon next leap will smile on my furnace hands 12 months mind. And what's this I was going to say, Dean? Oh, I understand, listen here. I'll wait on thee till Thingavalla, with beautiful to be careful tea cakes, more stusser flavour than vanilla, and black currant as a curin, like a born gentleman, till you resemble me all the time you're a while, I swear to you. I will by Candlemas, and listen, Joey, don't be annoyed with me old Evan, you, when by the end of your charter your titch water on the wagon for me being turned a star, I'll dubry me 2 frescoes under Potter's Venetia Graham, their way for spilling cream and accent, on to extend my personality to the Leightons. I'll buy me for myself only of expensive rainproof of pinked elephant's breath grave, the loveliest, sheerest, dearest widow's wood over Air Force Blue, I'm so wild for, my precious ones, Hope's Brothers, Fate Street, Charity Corner, as the bee loves her sky-high deed, for I always had a crush on the heliotrope, since the justice of yours circled round the fine park. And listen, and never mind me laughing at what's that ever, I was in the nerves, but it's my last day, always about this hour, I'm sorry, when our gaming's for Bruno knows long as all, oh, you tease, and after doing my little pussiness, I steal Heimlich in my Russians from the attraction part with my terrible little boots, Cavill's catcher pitching up a puff. Who's going to be a Jenny Roll at my nape, drenched love? We're dripping to affectionate slap, mama, but last at night, look after my golden violin sweating in my upper stairs, splendidly well illuminated with such idyllic curtains, wallpaper to match the cat and a fireplace. Keep looking at priceless prologues. I just want to see, will he or are all Michaels like that? I'll strip straight after devotions before his fond stare. And I mean it too. The grape to my gazing, I'll bind and make a leash, and poke stiff under my eyes and bound with my sozy disanti china knees, cheek chubby chambermaid for the night's foreign males, and your name of shame will come forth between my shame faced. Western with other lip, I make it open my tide when just walking by his tucker to allude to my first. So now to talk childish, Tom cheated with Mag at the Ollerton. We're doing to tay one little player before going to date. And a tiss to the tassie for Lou and for two. Coach me how to tumble, Jemmy, and listen with supreme regards, one in haste. Warn me which to ha 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 ha. Men. Juan responded fulgently to a sororal sorority, imitating himself capitally, with his bubble blown and his petipet, and his chalice drink now well in hand. A splitsy for a splitsy sea, ever gloriously kind, and I am truly Eucharist to use. Also, Sacre Père and Maître d'Hôtel. Well, ladies upon gentlemen and tot Master General, let us brindisong, brandisong, woo and win women long with health to rich vineyards, errands good dry, amongst the living waters of, and the living giving waters of, tight, loose, a stiff one for staffetta, mollified with creams of harmony, to coop the chills for Jackler's Jill, and a filiform douche on Doris. Estrels, be not on your weeping, what though Jonathan is in his fail, to stir up love's young fizz, I tilt with his bridal's cup champagne, dimming douce from our pea pair of hide-seeks, tight squeeze on my snowy breasted, and while my pearlies in their sparkling wisdom are nippling her bublets, I swear, and let you swear, be the bumper round of my poor old snaggletoots, solid bowel, I ne'er will prove, I'm untrue to your liking, so long as my whole looks down. So gullaby me poor Isley, but I'm not for forgetting me innerman monophone, for I'm leaving my darling proxy behind for your consolering. Lost David the Dankerel, a squirm has run away in a dear old man pal of mine too. He will arrive incessantly in the fraction of a crust. Who could be quit dabbling and stop tippling? He would be the unicorn of his kind. He's the mightiest pen umbrella I ever flourished on behind the shadow of a post. Be sure and link him, mio tresauro, as soon as you learn, provided there's nothing between you but a plain deal table. Only don't encourage him to cry lesson times over Leper's Town. But soft, can't be. Do male stains mumble? Lumptum, lumptum. Now, the first bedour I fremble. Talk of a wolf in the stomach by all that's verminous. Echelo me. The return of Tatalate. Who can succeed to his success? Is in Johnstown, Oostenrijk, the small place after all. I knew I smelt the garlic leek. Why, bless me, Switz, here he is, darling Dave, like the cat in the lives, just in time as if he fell out of space, all draped in mufti, coming home to mourn mountains from his old continents, and not on 1 foot either or on 2 feet either, but on quinquinsecular cycles after his French evolution, and a blindfold passage by the 432, with the pork pates in his suicide paw, and the gull's laughing lime on his natural skunk, blushing like Pat's pig gob. He's not too tim-tom, well ashamed to carry out, Angela but a grabber-kelly, in his showman's sinister little testimonials, he gave his 20 is off, showing his 3 white feathers as a home-cured emigrant in Padua, far below on our sea level. Bearer may leave the church, sign figura porca licta magnifica. He's the sneaky likeness of his faith, me alter's ego in miniature, and every Oxonian aimer's ace as nasal as Romeo as I am. For every cracking quips in himself that marry the jean-jakes, he'd sooner rise mother's rose mid bejewing tears under those wild wet lashes onto any living girl's laughter cheeks. That's his little veniality and his unpediment. He has novel ideas, I know, and he's a jarry queer fish betimes, I grant you, and cantabrous the poison of his world, but licensed all in semi-coloured stained glasses, I'm enormously full of that foreigner. I'll say I am, got by the one goat, suckled by the same nana, one twitch, one nature, makes his old world skin, we're as thick and thin now as two tubular gerbils. I hate him about his patent Hennessy, plashered, yet am I amorist. I love him, I love his old Portugal's nose, there's the nasturtium for you now that saved many a poor sinker from water on the grave, the disapparation of all pirates and the quinconcertum of a fake like Basilius O'Cormac and McCarty, to camouflage he turned his shirt, isn't he after borrowing all before and making friends with everybody red in Russia, white and Alban, touching every distinguished Irish man he could ever distinguish before or behind from a Irish man from the customary help of a crown and peace. He is looking aged with his pebbled eyes and Johnny thin too, from licks living on pigeon's ifs with puffin's ifs, and he's been slanderizing himself, but I pass no remark. Hope he hasn't the cholera. Give him an eye off in the far out, Mursus and Noises, how are you? He'd be as snug as a column's isle, Jonas, rocked in the belly of the waves, as quoted before. Bravo, senior chief, famos. Sure there's nobody else in touch any sides to hold a chief's candle to the darling at all. For sheer dare, with that prison postle of Spanish breens on him, like the knaves of trifles, a jolly tan fine demented brick and the prince of good Phillips. Dave knows I have the highest respect of anyone in the owned smooth way for that intellectual debtor, obligado. Musher, David, or Crozier, and were the closest of chems. Mark my use of cog. Take notice how I employ crib. Beware as you, I file copy. It's a pity he can't see it, for I'm terribly nice about him. Can Willie Cymru, the man maid's phlegm, a leal of the O'Loonies, a Brazzleaboo, the most important man, Shervis. Ho, be the holy snakes. Someone has shaved his rough diamond skull for him as clean as Nuncius Pedash. The burnt out mesh and the matting and all. Tundra's weather, Kyber Skinker, Escapa Sansapagger. He's a spat and spit, so he is, scaly skin and all his black guarded eyes, and the goat's beard in his butting hole of Shemel Tulliver, me grand sewer, the old crusader, when he offered his plaudine, that was to let the crowd of the flux flans behind him see me proper. Ah, he's very thoughtful and simpatico that way, his brother intelligentsias, when he's not absent-minded with his Paris address. He is, really, hold hard till you hear him clicking his bull's bones. Some toad clacking. You're welcome back. Wilkins to Red Berries in the Frost. And here's the butter exchange to Pipe and Draney with a bawful of the Mulsa base. And Younker doddled a wank to Wall, writing off his phony. I'm tired hearing of you. Hat yourself. Give up your dyed extremity there. Frother the clatter claps. I met with Dapper Dandy, and he shocked me big the hand. Where's your watchkeeper? You've seen all sorts and shapes and sizes, marauding about the Mupper Mound. How's the cock and the bullfight? And Owl Ouster and Hungrig, and the beer and belly and the boot and the ball? Not forgetting the oils of grease under the turkey and julep, and Father Freeshot's file bogan in his rockery garden with the custard. And did you meet with Paddler the Grab at all? And did you call on Tower Geese's? Was Mona, my own love, no bigger than she should be, making up to you in her best behaved manner when you made your breast law and made her tell me? And did you like the landscape from Lambay? I'm better pleased than 10 guineas. You rejoice, me faith, I'm proud of you. French David, you're surpassed yourself. Be introduced to, yes, this is me Aunt Julia Bride, Your Honour, dying to have you languish to scandal in a bosky old deltangle. You don't recognise him. He's Jack Hot the Horner who boxed in his corner, jilting no fewer than 3 female bribes. That's his penal chivorum. You haven't seen her since she stepped into her draughts. Come on, spinster, do your stuff. Don't be shy, husband and veer. Way, what's on you? Whip up the chamois. She's plenty of womb in the small clots for the butt for us nephew's push. Hatch yourself well. Enjoy yourself thoroughly. Would you wait, bishy buds, till you bite on her? Embrace her bashfully by all means at my frankincense of, and tell her in your semiological agglutinative yes, how I do's be asking after her. Let us be holy and evil, and let her be peace on the bow. So she fell in line with her type of trite photos, as the lionized nails when we were stabled together, like the Cork again brothers, hungry and angry, cavalier graced by round herd force, or like Boyer and Sipstermy, and you shinners true and pinch me, or Tertius Quiddus that never talked or listened, always raving how we had the wrinkles of a snail charmer and the slits and sniffers of a fellow that fell foul of the country de Luna and the meat trap of the first vegetarian. To be had for the asking, have a hug, take out of poor Tuppenny Luck before she goes off in pure treple liquidance. I'd give 3 shillings a pullet to the canon for the conjugation to shadow you kissing her from me liberally all over, as if she was a crucifix. It's good for your bilabials, you understand? There's nothing like the missile touch for finding a queen's earring falls. Clink, chink. As the curly bard said after kitching the woman in the hymn to the hum of her garments, you try a little tish to the tistle of his tail, the races to the racy rossy, the soil is for the self alone. Be own kind, be kickinish, be bloody sibby, be Irish, be Innish, be Ophelia, be Hamlet, be the property plot, be Yorick and Lancaster, be cool, be Mackinamux of yourself, be Finnish, no matter, for the preachers there's no plague like Rome. It gives us the gripes. Watch the swan say, take your tiger over it, the lady on the lake and the convict of the forest. Why, they might be Babu and Momi, yip yip, to Pan, to Pan, to Tinpinian. All follow me, yap to curl you. Give us a pin for her and we'll call it a toss-up. Can you reverse positions? Let's have a foot you all around, courting cousins. Quick, the duck of a woman for Quack, the drake of a man, her little live apples for Leah's, and love potions for Leo's, the next beast king. Put me down for all ringside seats. I can feel you being corrupted. Recoil. I can see you sprouting scruples. Get back. And as he's boiling with water, I'll light your pyre. Turn about, skeezy Sammy, out of metaphor till we feel are you still chopful of puppetry? Told you so. If you doubt of his love of daring his feelings, you'll very much hurt for mishmash mast fractured on Europe, and you can read off the tale of his rip ripper rippist and jack jack jack. Dwell on that, my hero and lander. That's the high that appeals to him, the ring wrong way to right woman. Shuck her, let him. What he's good for, shuck her more. Let him again. All she wants. Could you wheedle a stavering encore out of your imitationer's jubil harp, hey, Mr. Jingle Joys? Congregational singing, rota rota rang the pagoda, con Dio in capo il diavolo in coda, many a diva devusha saw her dober dan at the priesty pagoda, rota ran.
Oh,
He's so sedulous to singe always if prompted, the mirth provoker. Grant unto us, I pray, your foreboding article in our days, Doc and Doylish, introducing the death of Nelson with coloraturas, Carayo Fra, and I'll string second to harmonize my loaf and pottage, nee hey, hey, here, Rachel, with your dumpsy diddly dumpsy die, fiddledy fa, divaloo. Oh, come on, school colours, and we'll scrap rug and mat and then be as chummy as two bash spuds. Betrayal Bay, Hum Gang, or Betrayal by Jury. Attaboy, Fee Gate has heen and hoity, mind Uncle Hare. What, sir? Pos, mister, achieve, thou, what ye say ye? Taurus periculosos, morbus periculosos, miserere mei in miserabilibilus. There's oval language for you. The tower is precluded. The mob's in our petticoats. Mr. Hori Meehan is in misery with his billy boots. Begob, there's not so much green in his island's eye. Sweet fellow of Ockle, he stones out of stune, but he could be near a colonel with a voice like that. The bark is still there, but the molars are gone. The misery billy boots, I used to lend him before we split, and be the hole in the year, they were licking like heaven's reflexes. But I told him, make your will be done, and go to a general, and I'd pray confessions for him. Arish, Arish, and I'll be your interpreter. Ambras, ruffle her. Bursing was before the blood, and bissing will behind the curtain. Tris, did you note that worried expressionism on his megalogue? A full octavian below me, and did you hear his browing rattle-making when he was preaching to himself? And woa, do you twig the sham-looking leaf-green and ghastly down his blousy frock? Our national umbloom, Arish, he won't, he shy. Those worthies, my old father-uncle that was garrotted, Caius Coker Cottonhand, that I lost in the crowd, used to chop that tongue of his, Japleton, with my uncle's old sweller, Woo Wolf's wooden bird, that went stone-baited in the Tower of Balbus, as brisk man as I'd scuff up mutton chips and lobscus. But it's all so deafman's duff to me, because Sam knows miles between me how to work the miracle, and I see by his dire heels he's dropping the stammer out of his silent bladder since I blunted him off more as a friend and as a brother to try and grow a muff and canonize his dead feet down on the River Airy by thinking himself into the fourth dimension and place the ocean between his and ours, the churchyard and the cloister of the depths, after he was capped out of Burlet Skjold for the sin against the past participle and earned the factitation of Codding Chaplain and being as homely gauche as Swift BAA, who gets twickly fulgets twice as all Mandan Huskers. But the wasker his world, the weaker our ears for oracles, who parles Parses O'Reilly's. Ill-starred punster, lipster Kaunax, 'twas the quadro-sentiment trinity too, and he can cantab as chipper as my oxon, ever I mood with a tiptoe singer. He'll briskly soon hand-tune your errand's ear for you, Pippi, a mimeograph at a time, Newman Bitter, with his Arco Martins to read the Roid Roman with false steps at Perinicius, from rear silver or moreless to Torquinian superbers, while I'm far away from wherever thou art, serving my tally-hos and tallying my hostilias by going in by the most holy recitatandas forte for my versatile examinations in the Ologies to be a coach on the Phocian mission. P.F. How used you learn me, brother Sebastius, in my Augustan days, with Caesarella looking on? In the beginning was the jest, he justly says, for in the end is with woman, flesh without word, while the man to be is in a worse case after than before, since she on the supine satisfies the verg to him. Tough, tough, true to logical, thou the first person singular, art, an imperfect subjunctive, paltry, flappant, had serious, Miss Smith, on a matter poetic. Hammers and devise, axes, collars, waxes, warmers, like sedulas. So pick your stops with fondness, snow, and mind your twine the two's nudes of your nice names, and pull up your furbelows as far above as your fartingales. That'll hint him how to click the trigger. Show you shall, and won't he will. His hearing's in doubting, just as my seeing is unbelieving. So dactylize him up to blank point, and let him blink for himself where you speak the best ticklish. You'll feel what I mean, fond namer. Let me never see thee blame a kiss for shame and knee. Echo, reed ending, Sipario Marosci, but from the stress of their sunder enlivening any clasp, deciduously, a necrocosmicon must come to my... Well, my positively last at any stage. I hate to look at alarms, but, however, they put on my watchcraft and must now close, as I hereby hear by ear from my sealer socks, 'tis time to be up and ambling. My middle toe's mitching, so, mizzle, I must else 'twill starve me out. Gulp a bulper at parting, and the more the melodist. Farewell, but whenever, as Tidsdal told too, tempo's fidgets, let free me fiacles, says the grand old manarch, storm-crested crowcock and undulant hair, hoodies tway, yes, fate, I am as mulet freer, beneath me cortage bound, I'm as bored now bawling beer's grace as sore paws there at Andrew Clay's, was sharing sawdust with Daniel's old collie. This shack's not big enough for me now. I'm dreaming of ye Azores. And remember this, Corrines. There's the witch on the heath, Sistra, Bansheba peeling hurry hard while her Orcaton is whoring ho. And when Minute flit bit twin her titsy cries, Talmiddy, daughters of the heaven, be lux and turnabout to the wandering sons of Red Loam. The earth's a trot, the sun's a scream, the air's a jig, the water's great. Seven oldie hills and the one blue beamer. I'm going, I know I am. I could bet I am. Somewhere I must get far away from Banner Shore, wherever I am. No saddle, no staffet, but spur in the moment. So I think I'll take Freeboat's advice. Psst! I'll borrow a pat to lend me wings, quick quack, and from Jerusalem's wall, click clack, my course is clear to Chirrup Street, I'll travel the void world over. It's Winland for Moyne, Big Buck, Zizekers, I hurt myself netly that time. Come, my good frog marchers, we felt the fall, but we'll front the defile. Was not my ultimater, Seret Maritza, a running water, and the bold one that quickened here the seaborne Fingale? I feel like that hill of a whaler went yuddling round Greenman's circus with his tree full of seaweeds and Dinky Doll asleep in her shell. Hazelridge has seen me, Jern Valling is, squall aboard for Kew, hup. Farewell a while to her and thee, the brine's my bride to be, lead on, Macadam, and dank be he who first sights halt Lindof. Solo, Solone, so long, Lord the Rinanna, worthy whale, with me sing name Sarum Orum, here's me take off, now Nuncum Nimmer, Siskinder, here goes the enemy, Benedict Hoftfoots, omnipotent stairs, sorry, I bless all to the wished with this pan Romain apological, with what well Whistleum sang to the Kerikoys, break ranks, after rage of battle, bother I am thinking most, fick you, I'm through. One, two, a dry, you watch my smoke. After poor John the Boast's last fireless words of postludium, of his soapbox speech ending in Chevin, 20-1-8 with a flit of wings were pouring to his bisistons. Could they snip that curls of curls to delay with their gloves and keep the kids bright? Prepare to cheer him should he reap or to curse him should he fall. But with our bigger rigger reader rodeo, the cherubs and the cherubangs set down here in sedan chair. Don't you wish you'd a joke or a bit in your mouth, repulsing all attempts at first hands on, as Noah's nadder are greatly misunderstood. One we perceived to give himself some sort of hermetic prod or kick to sit up and take notice, which acted like magic while the failings of Daughters of February Fildyke, embushed and climbing ramblers and weeps, voiced approval in their customary manner by dropping knee-deep in tears over their concelebrated midnight sunflower pipe paddy boy, their solace and dorkiness, and splattering together joyously the plaps of their tappy hands as with a cry of genuine distress, so prettily prattily polylogue, they viewed him, the just one, their darling, away. A dream of favours, a favourable dream, they know how they believe that they know, wherefore they wail, Ejoe, Ojoudwo, Dozirously at Samodid, Gestern's low-leated answerings to tomorrow night's wail, Oasis cedrus, Ealtar's homing leaf baunun, Ossus culpresses, ornament of sighing, Oasis palmost, Ilchar homing gladys, Ossus fantastical roseway angelical, Ossus nulivos speciosing encampnus, Oasis plantianus, Jewstuck aquimirage platenus, Pipetto Pipetto has misery unnoticed. But the strangest thing happened, back scuttling for the hop-off, with the odds altogether in favour of his tumbling into the river, John, just then I saw to collect from the gentlest wiener among the whiners, who by this were in half-drop leaf-long mourning for the passing of the last post, the familiar yellow label into which he let fall a drop, smothered a curse, choked a guffaw, spat expectoraciously and blew his own trumpet, and next thing was he gummer-licked the sticky backside and stamped the oval badge of belief to his angle-blow's brow with a genuine dash of irrepressible piety that readily turned his lady-like Timpizel's capsy-curvy, the holy scamp, with half a glance of Irish frisky, Juan Jameson, hasta luego, from under the shag of his parallel brows. It was then he made as if he but waved instead a hand across the sea, as noticed to quit, while the pastifets made their arm-packs withershins. Frida Freda, Pat Sapesi, Irene, Arinette, Bridome, Bentamai, Sosopi, Bebekeke, Babadeski, Hohu Yotuyu, Dama, Dama Domina, Takia, Tokaya, Sikhakara, Siocerelina, Pioccia, Puccia, Homi Hopping, Hami Hapnis, Mira, Mira, Solima, Salimita, Sainta, Sianta, O Peace. but in self-righting the balance of his corporeity to re-exchange weeder embrace with the pillar bosom of the dizzier, he loved prettier, between Estello's and Venus's, bad luck to the lie, but when next to nobody expected their star and gaster gazer, at the summit of his climax, he toppled a lipple onto the offend, making a brand new star for himself to run down his easting by blessing his sisters with the sign of the Southern Cross, his bungle-eyed porcelain with the hedgy green bound blew off in a love blast, award for Trover, and Joe John Redhead bucketing after Mechamaniac, the headless shall have legs, King's couriered around with an easy rush, and ready relays by the bridge of stadium beyond Lady Castle, and what Herm but he narrowly missed fouling her buttress for her but for he aqueduct, and then cocking a snook at the stock of his sermons, so near and yet so far from that region's general, away with him at the double, the hulk of a garron pelting after the road on Shank's mare, let off like a windhound loose, the buckle, you'd think it was that moment they gave him the jambos, with a posse of tossing hanker waves to his windward, like serup summonances on the air, and a tempest of good things in packet shape, teeming from all accounts into the funnel of his fan-mail shripnet along the high road of the nation, traitor's track, following which flan floral fray, he was quickly lost to sight through the statue men through, without a doubt he was still all the more on that same head to memory, dear, while Sickerson, that born of Bjorne, la grande auxiliaire, she murmured, Helgi or Skalinka full of woe, and how fitlier should good boy's hand be shook than by the warming of his bosom than wrung her swaddles, where maggots Harvey kneeled till bags, and Andrew's coss hugged them farewell. Wetten now, may the good people speed you rural hone, export stout fellow that you are, the crooner born without a sweet wail of evoker, healing music eye, and heart in sand of Shamrockshire. The goo-goos of the Suckabully and the Rockabeddy are become the copiosity of wisableness of the friary layman in the pulpit barrel. May your brawny hair grow rarer and fairer, our own only white-headed boy. Rest your voice, feed your mind, mint your peas, coax your coys. Come to this dune blarmy and walk our grove so charming and see again the sweet Rockaloos where first you hymned O Chiesa Mea and touched the light orbo, songster, angle, choreographer, piper to prisoned, musicman, shipmate, ambassador at large. Good by nature and natural by design, had you but been spared to us, honeen lad, but sure, where's the use my talking quicker, when I know you'll hear me all astray? My long farewell I send to you, fair dream of sport and game, and always something new. Gone is Hon, my grief, my ruin, our Yossel Joven, our Krishnamurti, 'tis well you'll be looked after, from last to first, as yon beam of light we follow, receding on your photophoric pilgrimage, to your antipodes in the past, you who so often consigned your distributory tidings of great joy, into our never-too-late-to-love box, mansuetudinous manipulator, victimizedly victory horse, dearest horn of all, you of the boots, true as Adi, stepwalker, penny a timer, lampadi fair, postern allegro, our Romani Ciel. Thy now paling light, Lucerne, we ne'er may see again, but could it speak, how nicely would it splutter to the four cantons, praise be to thee, our patron sent, for you had, nay, I, in our, your and their names, dare to say it, the nucleus of a glow, of a zeal of soul, of service such as rarely if ever have I met with single men. Numerous are those who, nay, there are dozens of folks still unclaimed by the death angel in this country's of ours today, humble indivisibles in this grand continuum, overlorded by fate and interlarded with accidents, who, while there are hours and days, will fervently pray to the spirit above, that they may never depart this earth of theirs, till in his long run from that place where the day begins, ere he returnees prost exilic, on that day that belongs to joyful Ireland, the people that is of all time, the old, old, oldest, the young, young, youngest, after decades of long suffering and decennia of brief glory, to remind us of what was when, and to matter us of the withering of our ways, their genuflexus fibular winds true from Sylvester, only one Walker himself is like waltzer, whimsicalissimo they go, murmur, and comes marching a home on the summer crust of the flagway. Life, it is true, will be a blank without you, because a viscount's not there at all, and two, no more cares from nomad nose, ere Moloch's wars brings the devil era, a sip of the time between a date and a ghost marked, arrived by Darvey's Chilliday's embers, spatched fun June, that dandy fort, from the night we are and feel and fade, with to the estro selves we tread to turn upon. But boy, you did your strong 9 furlong mile in slick and slapstick record time, and a far-fetched deed it was in trot, champion docile, which are high-bouncing gait of going and your feet of passage will be contested with you and through you for centuries to come. The phoenix rose a sun before Arabia sank his smother. Shoot up on that bright Bennu bird. Vafar... Ept so soon will our own phoenix spark sprite his spry, and sunward stride the rampant flamb. Aye, already the sombre opacities of the gloom are spanished. Brave footsore horn, work your progress, hold to, now, win out, ye divil ye. The silent cock shall crow at last, the west shall shake the east awake. Walk while ye have the night for morn, light breakfast bringer, morrow it well upon. Every past shall full forced sleep. Amen.